to Europe now, where there's growing fear that the debt crisis is spreading and that investor panic may spill over to the Eurozone's third largest economy, that's Italy. The Economist's Zanny Minton-Beddoes is watching developments from London. Good morning, Zanny.
Good morning.
So tell us exactly what is happening in Italy and why European leaders are suddenly so worried.
Well, I wish we know exactly what was happening. There's been a panic, basically, over Italy in the last couple of days, particularly yesterday. A slump in the Italian stock market, Italian bonds soared to euro-era highs. Everyone rushed to what they saw as safer assets, which within Europe was German government bonds. And the real question is kind of what's caused this? And the immediate trigger was a couple of developments last week. First of all, as you know, the rating agencies downgraded Portugal's debt to junk status, which caused some nervousness. Then there was a big political spat in Italy at the end of the last week between Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and the Finance Minister Tremonti, in part over the Italian austerity budget. And that kind of further added to the nervousness. But I think the real underlying reason is the continued uncertainty that investors have about what on earth the Europeans are doing to deal broadly with their debt crisis. The proposed solutions are very muddled, whether it's on Greece or anything else. There's new solutions pretty much every couple of days. No one knows where policymakers are going. They keep changing their minds. And so far, that uncertainty has been kind of focused on Greece. But I think investors suddenly looked at the chaos over Greece and thought, oh my goodness, if they can't deal with Greece, what on earth about another big economy with a heavy debt burden, Italy, a much, much bigger economy, and they suddenly caught fried.
A much, much bigger economy, as you say. I mean, Italy's economy is way bigger than Greece and Portugal, the countries that have been more recently in the headlines. What would it mean for the Eurozone, broadly speaking, if things in Italy took a turn for the worse?
It would be a real disaster. I think there's absolutely no other word for it. I mean, Greece is a minnow. And Italy is, I'm not a fisherman, but it's a huge fish. It's a very, very,
the,
very
the tuna
big deal.
Of Europe, as it
it's
were.
It's the tuna, if you will, or the bass of Europe. But it's a very big fish. It is, as you say, Europe's third largest economy. It's the biggest bond market. Italy has a debt to GDP ratio of 120%. So it's a very indebted economy. Sounds somewhat familiar like Greece. It's also a stagnant economy. It hasn't really grown at all for years. But the big difference is that Italy has lived with a very high debt burden for a long time. Its budget is in much better shape. It has a much healthier banking system. It's a conservative banking system. And it has very high domestic savings. So Italians save a lot, and that essentially funds their government's debt. But all of those factors have made people worry less about Italy. They thought, well, Italians, yes, they have a huge debt burden, but they'll be able to service it. But if interest rates rise a lot, if the cost of that debt blows out, then suddenly it becomes very hard to see how they do service it. And so suddenly what seemed like a stable high debt situation looks much, much more worrying.
And just quickly, Zanny, European finance chiefs did meet yesterday. They are trying to find some sort of path through this. Did they make any progress?
Well, they had a typically European reaction. You know, it was a statement issued after, I think, 7 hours of discussion, started off with a very nice sounding sentence. Ministers reaffirmed their absolute commitment to safeguard financial stability in the Eurozone. But after that, there wasn't very much detail, vague promises and failure to agree even on Greece, which was the subject of the meeting yesterday. And I think investors are beginning to say, this isn't good enough. We really need to know what you guys are going to do to get to see light at the end of the tunnel of this ongoing crisis.
Okay, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
That's Zanny Minton-Beddoes. She's economics editor at The Economist magazine. We've reached her in London.